to do hard work. As Gary Player once said, the more I practice, the luckier I get. I think that's true. I think you need to work hard and you need to practice. But the one enduring thing is never, never give up. Believe in what you want to do, and if you want anything badly enough, you will achieve it. I've heard this so many times with artists, Olympians, people in entertainment, show business. They've said, I really want to tread the stage, and they've done it, mainly because the drive and the determination was so strong. In terms of the degree of artwork, if we're talking about cartooning or artwork in general, I never went to art school. I've never had an art lesson in my life. I've had to learn myself. And I think that is probably why I did what I did, because I learned from my mistakes. And I just continued to believe that one day something would happen where everything would be as I would want it. And Tattoo Teddy was the first step in that. But the journey is still continuing, and I'm loving what I'm doing for a living. The story of me going into the civil service was quite a strange one. Because of my artistic ability, I applied for a job when I left school with the Home Office as an illustrator. I went up to Whitehall, to where the Home Office was, and I went in for an interview, and the interview went swimmingly well, and I thought, this is great, I'm going to be drawing for a living. I didn't get the job. I didn't get the job for one reason, that I had to go to art school. It was part of their criteria for 2 years. Well, that would have cost a lot of money. My parents couldn't afford that, and I couldn't afford to do it because I needed to pay for my housekeeping. So I had to opt for another civil service department, which was non-drawing, which turned out to be the land registry, where I worked for a while in Lincoln's Inn Fields. I then was transferred over to the Tithe Redemption Office in Finsbury Square because they were dispersing to Worthing, and my mother and father worked in that office, so they moved us en bloc as a family. And we then subsequently moved down to Worthing, and then tithe, meaning tenth or land tax, it was taken over by the Inland Revenue, the last department I wanted to work for. And the last department I put on my list of chosen civil service departments I wanted, but it sort of took me over and I ended up there for 26 years. Two things happened. The first was I had been promoted over several years to the rank of senior executive officer. I was based in Somerset House. I was the regional headquarters accommodation officer for Inland Revenue headquarter buildings. I was responsible for some 28 buildings all over London and the southeast and some of the north. If you can imagine looking after Somerset House, it's got four wings. It's huge. Everything to do with accommodation I was responsible for. And all the other buildings, Kew Sorting Centre, Barrington Road, Minford House, Princeton House, all these buildings were under my control and I was responsible for everything. Telephones, online communication, even though it was just coming in at that time. Open plan was another thing. I had to organise that. I had a staff of about 95 and I had to organise it. And I was in my mid-30s and I got shingles. Not badly, but it was behind my left shoulder, and as anyone knows with shingles, it affects through the nervous system just down one side of the body. And I had 9 weeks off certificated leave. So I thought, this is a wake-up call. What am I going to do? So I wrote in the 9 weeks off to an art agent up in Yorkshire, and sent him some of the stuff that I've been doing in a semi-professional way and some of the drawings I've been doing for colleagues. And he gave me the Mae West line, come up and see me sometime. And I went up there. I remember driving up there, listening to Black playing on my CD player. And he destroyed me for the first hour and said my style was too dated because I'd always drawn things like Disney and stuff, and I was very neat with my line work. And he said, oh, the lines have to cross.